an easy task because there could be proliferation around different platforms. One may recall an unfortunate incident in 2024 where some secondary school students created AI-generated deepfakes of female students, obscene nudes, and they were identified and they were dealt with firmly, not just through police investigation, but also by school disciplinary action. And with the formation of the OSC from next month, we'll work closely with them to help our students and help parents tackle such incidents as they arise. Of course, to the extent that perpetrators are students, the culture building, the establishment of norms, the education on cyber wellness and how to use these powerful tools ethically and appropriately and legally will be very important. But to the extent that these incidents have occurred, I've mentioned that we will work with the families and the students, support them, but work with the authorities like the OSC to have them taken down. It's not an easy task because there could be proliferation around different platforms, so that work will have to be not just immediate, but follow through for some time yet. And the member asked, what if the perpetrator is not known, because these are people hiding behind technological tools? Then we may need to work with not just the OSC, but with the police. When the Online Safety Commission, or OSC, becomes operational by the end of next month, June 2026, victims of certain online harm, such as online harassment, doxing, and intimate image abuse, will be able to seek more timely assistance.